This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
In the darkness of the night, heroic forces will battle for light. Hear them talk with all their might. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast.
With Minz we embed,
chatting candidly about a cartoon.
About a cartoon.
With the force of a sonic boom.
Sonic boom.
Two hearts, four hands, one moon. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast.
With Minz we embed.
Welcome to Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon Podcast.
I'm Minzwee.
And I'm Ben. And today we'll be talking a lot about why we're doing this show.
Yeah. So we're going to be following Sailor Moon Crystal, the new series that is on, it's airing on Crunchyroll.
Yeah. Well, do you know where it's airing in Japan?
I thought it just aired everywhere on Crunchyroll.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, maybe so. Yeah.
So clearly we know a lot about the show.
As you can tell, we're experts.
Yeah. But the reason we're doing it is because we both grew up watching Sailor Moon.
Yes.
We're both super excited about the series coming out. And right now, as we're recording it, it's about 9 episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I assume if you found this and are listening, you either know us or you know that the series is airing right now every 2 weeks on Saturdays.
Yeah.
For a year.
Yeah.
And they're following the manga a little more closely.
And it's a lot less, I mean, I don't even know why I'm saying this, but it's a lot less, like, silly. Like, it's still silly.
Yeah, it's not as played up as much as it used to be. Yeah,
yeah. Because, like, the old Sailor Moon series was definitely very... I mean, watching it now, it looks like it's kooky.
Yeah.
It has, like, kooky.
And also, as we're saying this, we have the first episode playing in the background, and as we said, it wasn't silly. She fell down the stairs on her butt.
Yeah, so they're really... Really, I'm so good at accuracy. Anyway.
Yeah, basically how this podcast is going to work is... Each episode we'll go through. Starting, we'll do 2 episodes of Sailor Moon Crystal and just kind of take you through it and what we think about the series in comparison to the old one.
Yeah.
And just on its own, basically.
Yeah, and then maybe after a while we will eventually catch up to Sailor Moon Crystal.
Yeah.
And because of its where it is now, and because of that, we would like to start talking about the older series too and like things we remember about that. Because really, we're fans of the older series.
Yeah.
Not that we're not fans of the new series, but that's why we are interested in Sailor Moon anyway. So, it's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, it'll be a wild ride.
A wild ride of Sailor Moon. So, and then also, we probably would like to take our knowledge of Sailor Moon and our love of Sailor Moon and put it out into the world, perhaps. And then we can demonstrate that more later, perhaps.
Yeah, it's a very fun show, and I don't know what attracted me to it so much. We'll probably find out as we talk about it.
We'll discover it organically.
Yeah, and... what was I going to say? You can edit this out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything I say that?
Yeah. You're going to talk about. You're going to talk about professional boxing for about an hour.
Yeah. So people don't realize that like footwork is more important than boxing.
Oh yeah, it's not about jabs.
No.
People say the jab is the main component of.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, so for this episode, we're going to talk about the first 2 episodes of Crystal.
Yeah.
For the following ones. We are going to do 2 also, but we'll
break it up.
If you want, we want you to follow along.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've already seen them. Great, you'll be...
Yeah, you'll love us if you've already seen it.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you can watch our show and follow along. More like...
Yeah, yeah. If right before, you can go on Crunchyroll and watch this and know what we're talking about.
Yeah. We're going to talk a lot about the show.
And I don't know if we can tell people where to watch the other ones, like if that's...
If it's legal.
AnimeFreak.tv is where I watch the other
ones.
Sure.
I mean, straight up, I don't think it's legal to say this. If you Google Sailor Moon watch online, all the links work. It's not like they've been taken down. So, and I think
it's actually on YouTube.
And it's on Hulu, too. Yeah. The old Sailor Moon's on Hulu, but you got to sit through all the ads.
Oh, it is on Hulu.
In its entirety, I think it's on Hulu.
Yeah, that's probably what we should tell people about.
Oh. Like, to actually watch that? Well,
yeah.
I think I'm still going to say that there's ways to watch it without ads.
If you're Hulu and you're listening to us,
my friend used to work at Hulu.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then he quit.
Oh.
Anyway, but that's,
If you're at Hulu and you're listening to us, go ahead and, like, send us something.
We'll send a little Sailor Moon.
We'll get you a little bit of traffic.
A little bit of that.
A little bit of traffic. We shouldn't snap near the mics.
It'll,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but
like yeah, you're listening to Sailor Snaps. Sailor Snaps, the Snappin' Show.
Yeah.
So,
At this point, Hope, we're at the 26-minute mark.
yeah, it's been an hour of this. So anyway, yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about, I think right now I want to talk about what, well, what, I'll interview you.
Yeah.
What do you like about Sailor Moon?
You know, when I originally watched the series, it was on Toonami, and it was comforting to me.
Comforting?
Comfort, I don't know.
No, yeah. That sounds right. I mean, I feel the same way. I mean, I think the show, for me, I remember Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z were always
together. Yeah, those
together.
Two were the ones that I would always watch together.
It was always paired together. And I remember thinking, and having this weird thought of like, and I feel like, you know, I'll say it up front, like, I feel like guys liking Sailor Moon when I was little was weird. Like, if
I thought it was too. I bought a t-shirt of Sailor Moon. I wore it once, and I think people made fun of me. And then I took the t-shirt and put it, like, in the bottom of my dresser cabinet, and I was like, well, I'll still have it. I like it a lot.
I like it, but yeah, it was like seen as like, you know, like they'd be like in that way that people call, like little kids call each other like gay. It was seen as like that was, and I remember being weirded out because I was like, it's just a show, like Dragon Ball's a show. Like I didn't differentiate necessarily.
Also, like they look similar, like not entirely, like obviously not the same, but they look similar because they're both anime.
Yeah,
so I was like, there's these fun things and there are these girls who have superpowers and they're like shooting monsters and stuff. I'm like, it's cool.
And I think, I always thought that was funny because it's like Sailor Moon is girls who are still shooting lasers and like doing things that like you'd see. But I think because it's girls and not boys, like people didn't like it. I mean, I guess Dragon Ball is pretty like a macho show. It's all about guys like literally fighting each other to death. So, but even then, like, I remember, I never thought Sailor Moon was like, I know it's like a girly, like there's a lot of fashion-y kind of elements.
Yeah, I mean, the genre is magical girl.
Magical girl, but I never sat there and thought, I mean, maybe this sounds ridiculous, but I never sat there and thought like this was off limits to me. Or like this was like, I couldn't look at this because of some bias. Like but everyone else did, and that was super confusing to me. And I used to like that show because it was just fun. It's like a fun show. Like the protagonist of the show is dumb.
Yeah.
And in the same way that I would say like Bart Simpson is like dumb.
Yeah.
Like it's like you want, it's like, it's, she's kind of,
she's like an idiot, but she is like the, and here's the thing. Whenever I'm watching shows, I generally am attracted to the main character in the show the most. Yeah. Like when people are like, oh, who's your favorite Disney character? I'm like, oh, Mickey Mouse is.
Yeah.
Cause he's the leader of Disney.
Yeah.
So like when I was watching Sailor Moon, like, and I guess this was with Dragon Ball Z too, it was always like, oh, I always root for that person. And I guess I'm gonna talk a little bit about like the, not the first season of Sailor Moon, but like in Sailor Moon R.
Yeah.
Which was, do you remember that one?
That was the carnival of the guys. Yeah, yeah.
Dark Carnival, I don't remember what it was called, but like they build them on Toonami as like lost episodes, and I was like, oh, all the Sailor Scouts are here.
Yeah.
It was like towards the end of all the seasons, like Sailor Moon always like overcomes all of
stuff,
and she's like this strong person. I'm like, yeah, because she's the main character. She can be like a dumb ditzy person, but she's like their leader.
Yeah, and I think that's fun because it's accessible in a way. Like in the, and I'd say in the same way that Goku is really dumb. Like Goku's like kind of a dumb guy, but he's like
he has that goofy thing of like always eating,
and he's
stuff.
Like how, but he like fights and helps and stuff. And that same spirit, I think, is exactly in Sailor Moon. And I remember I like that. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, no, it's great.
And so, you know, shame on all those people that were dicks.
Anyway, that's why we're doing this. We want to shame everyone.
We want to shame everybody. Yeah. I actually got a list of everyone I hate. Ready? So, no, I don't.
Yeah, it would have made noise.
Exactly.
Right.
Pantomiming on podcasting does not work.
Right. So, I got into it like way long. Yeah, like we said, we both got into it when we were like kids.
I will say I was really affected by that like stigma, because then for a long time I just never talked about it. I never openly talked about that at all. I did, and you know what was actually weird is when I was watching Sailor Moon, I also started to like Cardcaptor Sakura, which is another magical girl show.
Yeah.
And that show I really liked because one of the things I liked about that show was that in that show the characters are there's characters who are like openly gay.
Yeah.
And it's like not a big deal. That's just like how they're like kids who like are just experimenting. And I remember that the same thing was interesting to me too, because like that's an interesting idea too. And then I remember being at school one day and I was talking to somebody, this other guy who liked anime, about both Sailor Moon and Cardcaptor Sakura and like magical girl shows, and this dude, like football team guy, like overheard us and like labeled me as like that kind of guy, like the guy who liked like girl shows. And I remember for the longest time after that, like I could just never talk about it.
Yeah.
Until I was like an adult. And then I was talking about Cardcaptor Sakura one time randomly, and all these people from like all these guys were like, oh, I love that show. Like, I love that thing. And I remember being like, what? Oh, wait, I'm not 11. Like, I'm like, now we can talk about this. And like,
and the thing, I, back when those shows were, I never watched Cardcaptor Sakura, but I remember seeing it on,
Kids WB.
Yeah. And the thing is, it would air in the middle of the slots where I'm like, I didn't understand demographics and stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm like, like, boys would probably just keep watching that.
Right.
Like, there was no, I'd never be like, oh, this show's like about a fucking girl. I'm gonna go and play with my pogs and then come back and watch Mega Man.
I never did that. I'd be like, okay, like, it'd be like, I mean, I don't remember the time exactly, but it'd be like Freakazoid, Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Cardcaptor Sakura, and then like what?
Anime,
like,
sometimes.
Yeah, and then I would sit there and just be like, I'd watch the whole block. Yeah. There was no point where I'd be like, "Fuck off, girl show."
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it was just shows. I don't know.
I think when I did say "fuck off" was like when Escaflowne came on.
Oh, Escaflowne, yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna listen to the stupid themes. Escaflowne,
so weird.
And then I was like, all right.
Escaflowne.
I like the theme song, but I'm
I will say I did watch all of Escaflowne even after it got taken off because I just like to finish shows at completion. But the best, I'm just gonna say this. Can I just spoil Escaflowne for everybody? Because no one cares about that show.
No,
right?
I hate it.
Escaflowne is the best show in the world, actually, for one reason, which is if you go through all the melodramatic stuff and everything like that, at the very end of the show it's revealed that the main bad guy who's been terrorizing everyone is Isaac Newton. Literally Isaac Newton. Literally. It's Isaac. I'm not making it up. He even goes, I used to be known as Isaac Newton. And the characters are just like, who's that? Because they're from a different world.
That's so stupid.
And I started crying with laughter.
That's fucking funny. That's
and I
great.
Thought, and I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard. So if you ever watch Escaflowne, skip to the last episode and laugh your ass off because Isaac Newton is the bad guy. Anyway, Escaflowne. But yeah, so now I feel like now it's, this is weird and maybe this is just how it has to be, but like I feel now it's like okay to talk about Sailor Moon. Like,
yeah,
it's okay
no,
for
like,
us to talk
like,
about it. It's weird.
I don't know. I feel like in that might be a growing up thing, too.
Yeah.
Just, like, in general, people tell you you're not allowed to like what you like, and then later on it's cool to have, like, people, like, champion you for liking what you like.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's a weird...
I don't know. That is, like, a lot of nerd culture and what people
yeah.
have been... Like, people see it as, like, when they liked shows, they weren't allowed to like them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very openly, and now it's okay.
I still remember my favorite video game ever was Final Fantasy VI. When I was young, in elementary school, Final Fantasy VI came out. I remember I loved the game. There was my friend David and my friend Greg, and we both liked Final Fantasy VI a lot. But if we ever told anyone else about that, we would get teased.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think, like, nowadays, if someone says they don't play video games, you get teased.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was, like, 10 years had passed since, like, that's it. Like, it's crazy. So... Yeah, I think I it's a new world.
Yeah,
basically.
No, it is. It always changes and stuff. And I mean, like, I recently like rewatched all of the original Sailor Moon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought it was so weird. I hadn't been keeping up with it for such a long time. It's like the 20th anniversary now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just like, oh, a brand new series is coming out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like,
what's the
like,
chances?
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, that it's such weird timing to me that. Like, I got back into it independently of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was so excited about it. And there were a bunch of rumors about it coming out as, like, a continuation of, like,
the rest
of the series.
Because it kind
of
ended completely, if I remember correctly. Doesn't the show just end... It ends without a cliffhanger, doesn't it? It's just kind of completed.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It just ends, and it has, like, a little recap, like, how they have at the beginning.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
she's like, my name is Usagi Sumiko, I'm... this and this. She says the same lines as, like, in the first episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spoilers.
spoilers of a show that came out well over 10 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, it ends in that way. And so I was like, oh, that would be cool to see them continue. There were, like, a bunch of rumors and stuff. And then eventually, after this show got delayed a bunch.
Yeah.
And finally came out that it was going to be, like, a reboot and they were going to follow the manga a little more closely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about the first episode a little bit?
Yeah, we can talk about the first episode.
Talk about it after we take our break.
Oh yeah, we're going to take a break.
So join us again after the work from my
time. Yeah.
Hey Ben, sometimes I gotta go to a party and I don't have a suit.
Oh yeah? Well, you know, there's a website you can go to that'll help you find any kind of men's clothes that you need.
Get right out of town. What is it?
Oh, it's called bonobos.moon.
Oh, bonobos.moon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a great place where you can buy all kinds of men's clothes for pennies on the dollar.
To the moon!
That's right. To the moon at
bonobos.moon.
Bonobos.moon.
Use the offer code
bonobos. back, guys. So I think in this part of the show.
Tuxedo Mask.
Tuxedo Mask just jumped into the recording studio.
Wow.
My God.
Oh, well, welcome. Did you have something to tell us?
Or? Yeah. Do you? He's just kind of looking at us.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Oh, he threw a rose. He threw a rose down. Okay. Oh.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Tuxedo Mask. Alright.
Okay. I don't think he... Does he think we understand him?
No. So we're gonna link to the PayPal because we need to pay for a broken window now.
Yeah. If you could, what's that? I mean, look, I know three words of Japanese. I know, konnichiwa.
Just to be clear, to me, he left. To Ben, he's here. Welcome back to Comedy Bang Bang.
I'm here. I mean, wait. I'm here with the host.
Yeah. Oh, I'm also here with the host.
Oh, we're both
the host. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Hey Sailor.
Hey Sailor. The Sailor Moon podcast.
I'm Minzui.
And I'm Ben.
So we were just about to talk about the first episode of Sailor Moon Crystal.
Yeah, and I feel like before we start to talk about it, before we get into the actual episode, the theme song for the show.
Oh, right, yeah. The theme song is very different. And I loved the original theme song a lot.
I'll be straight honest. That of all, even I've watched a lot of anime. I've watched a lot of stuff like that. But the English and sometimes Japanese, but the English version of the Sailor Moon theme song is constantly stuck in my head.
The Japanese one is stuck in my head.
Oh, well, there you go. But it's the same melody.
It is the same melody. So I can sing the. But like I always love those lyrics.
Yeah.
Not the lyrics themselves, but like the.
It's like.
I sing. Fighting evil by moonlight, winning love by daylight, never running from a real fight. She is the one named Sailor Moon.
And actually, I remember I was dating this girl for a while who, I was humming that to myself just nonchalantly, and she started singing it. Like we had been dating for a while, but she started going. Moonlight, and then she looked at me and said, "Sailor Moon." And I remember being like, "Yes!" Like everyone, I feel like anyone who was around then, that's even if you didn't watch the show, like that
somehow
song,
pick up that song. Yeah,
that song was like really. But the
this new one, they released it before the show came out and stuff.
Yeah,
Moon Pride. If you listen to the full song, it's like insane because they have like everything from music in it.
Can we play the song?
Yeah, we can play the song. So you'll be able to hear us talking underneath it.
Okay,
that's fine. As you know, because you're doing it right now.
Yes, okay.
Or you've left.
or your child has fallen from you and you need to help. Yeah, the song is, it's like...
So that was the theme song of the new one. If you want the old one, go watch an episode.
Watch.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing here?
Just go watch.
Turn us off. I like about the new song is it's like an empowering song.
Yeah.
It's not like it's about like that line you mentioned, like
we are not helpless girls who need men's protection.
Yeah. They literally just say we are not helpless girls who need men's protection.
Something that I think is interesting about the show too is that like in the old series, Tuxedo Mask would swoop in and like save Sailor Moon each time, and like Sailor Moon. I mean, like Sailor Moon was an idiot, and like
But it was almost like he was literally like without Tuxedo Mask, nothing would get done.
Yeah,
like that's kind of
and like he shows up in this, but he actually has his own. And in this episode, which ends up being very similar to the first episode, the first episode of the old one stayed so close to the manga.
Yeah,
because of that, like. The same kind of stuff still happens, so, like, they still, like, go to the jewelry store and stuff, and they still have to stop the same person. Tuxedo Mask still shows up, but he has his own agenda of, like, actually finding the silver crystal.
Yeah.
Which he had in the first one, but he would, like, throw a rose in front of Sailor Moon to stop the bad guy from, like, killing her.
Yeah.
And, like, in this, she, like, starts her weird crying power, which we didn't know
about.
Yeah,
we have to talk about that.
But the thing is, but it's her power, and she, like, fights off that monster herself. And, like, even in the other ones, like... This is getting a little later on. I don't think you've even seen this episode yet, but she does save him.
Oh yeah,
Pretty pretty soon, which is, like, cooler, I think, because it's...
Yeah.
Like, her transformation matters, because, like, in the old one, as much as I love that old series...
Yeah.
She would transform and then immediately run away and get attacked a bunch until either one of the other Sailor Scouts or, like...
It was more like she, like, was still a little bit helpless.
Yeah.
Even though she is... So, in the canon of the show, like, she is the most powerful person in the show, if I'm not mistaken. Like, she has the moon power is the big power that you want in the show. And because she's kicking up ass left and right.
For some reason, she always has, like, the finishing blow.
Yeah, she gets the finishing blow. She gets... But in...
Like, all the Sailor Soldiers and everyone are always like, Sailor Moon, now!
Now, yeah. And she... Because she's got the... Because the tiara just kills everything. But but it's weird because she'd also would be like... And that's maybe just because she was klutzy kind of a little bit. But it was always just like, well, she's still helpless even though she's powerful.
Yeah.
And that does add a charm. But, like, in this show, it's more like she is powerful. Like, she is the one...
Yeah, like, she is powerful, and when she does get attacked, it's because, like, the enemy is, like, more powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and she figures out a way to overcome it. And, like, they address in this show, I don't know if it's in this episode or it's maybe a couple in.
A couple in, yeah.
But, like, they address the fact that she's, like, oh, her power is, like, bringing people together. Like, that's what she does, and that's why she's a leader.
Yeah.
Even though she seems like someone who wouldn't ever be a leader.
Yeah, yeah. And just to maybe randomly tie it back, but, like, I feel like, honestly, the theme song, like, incorporates that idea.
No, it does.
Which
absolutely.
Is, like, I'm like, great. I was, like, I remember, like, and it's, I remember thinking, like, I was watching the theme, like, there's even a line in the theme song where she says, like, we don't need princes to give us our destiny or something, and I was just, like...
Without princes to determine our destiny.
Yeah, something like that. And I was like, oh. And then when you watch the show, that is true, finally. Like, it's true that she doesn't really need...
Yeah.
She
like,
is
and,
doing
and
it
And
herself.
The thing is, it's still... I mean, like, the way the show works and stuff for, I guess, people who don't know it is, like, all of them are, like, reincarnated versions of, like, the ancient Moon Kingdom.
Yeah. Which people. Was, like, yeah, like this...
And so they've, like, lost their memory. It's
like a powerful...
It's confusing the way they say it because it's like, oh, they lost their memories. I'm like... It wasn't like a week ago, though.
No, it was like thousands of years ago.
It was like they sent them into this and they all reincarnated at the same time
to
be that. But, like, so it is still that love story between, like, Endymion and Queen Serenity.
Yeah.
But it's not so, like,
it's in
weirdly
her,
dependent in, like...
Yeah, it's in her own hands, it feels like. Which is, I think, subtle but very... Like, I'm watching the show being like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Like, I had this reaction of, like, oh... Great. Like, I want Sailor Moon to be in charge of her own destiny in a way. Like, I don't want it to be with the whims of the, like, other characters in the show. Like, it is. And that feels good.
And I think they're afforded that. I don't really know how a broadcast schedule works in Japan and how it worked for, like, the first series.
Yeah.
I think it works when the first season is squeezed into 26... And not even squeezed, but, like, it is in 26 episodes.
Yeah.
Something very different about this show that it's hard to tell from the first episode,
because
it's so similar, is that it moves a lot faster.
Yeah.
For, like, example, we said we were going to talk about the second episode.
Yeah.
The second episode introduces Amy. Ami?
Ami?
I don't know how you pronounce it. That's how you pronounce it.
Amy's, we could probably Americanize it a bit. Amy's fine.
But, like, for her...
Yeah.
But for her... Like, she's introduced in the second episode in the original series. It's, like, 25 after
the original one.
And Sailor Moon's just, like, fighting people after, like, without anyone.
Yeah.
For the longest time.
Yeah.
She hates Mamo for, like, however long.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it took them a long time to, like, be into each other and stuff.
Yeah.
Because he was just, like, mean to her.
Yeah.
But, like, I like the way that... I like the pace that it's moving with.
Yeah. I mean, it feels a lot. It's a lot. I mean, it feels like it benefits from the time in between. Because, like, it really does feel like it's paced well. It's got interesting stuff going on. And, like, all right. I think that... I will say that, like, I do love that it's still silly.
Yeah.
Like, it's still silly. Like, it's not like they made it
It's
more...
not like they made it gritty or anything.
No, it's not like a gritty reboot.
It's like,
no.
Like they just made it, like...
But they managed to update the silliness to now, which I like. Like,
yeah.
It's not... Like, because when you watch the old Sailor Moon, it does have, like, a very... It is... It's, like, it's a little...
It's slapstick.
It's slapstick. It's, like, an old cartoon. Like, it feels... But, like, this feels, like, more... I don't know. Like real, I guess.
Yeah. But they keep a lot of... They keep what works about it in a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there's a part in the episode where she, like, comes home and, like, she's gotten her bad grade.
Yeah.
And she, like, kicks the door. Or she's, like, Sailor V kick and kicks the door and, like, hurts her foot.
Yeah.
Falls down. Like, it's
all those little details that make it really charming and it's fun.
And then I think we've talked about this before. Our favorite thing about like Tuxedo Mask now is that while he's still in his civilian clothes are now a tuxedo.
A tuxedo, yeah.
And Sailor, yeah.
And there's and it's so funny because and they do this brilliant thing, which I'm glad they do because I feel like they wouldn't do this in the old series, mm-hmm. where like Tuxedo Mask is wearing a full tuxedo, mm-hmm. and he has this little silly in exchange with Sailor Moon in episode one,
yeah.
and they
with
and
Usagi,
then, yeah, Usagi, and they have this moment where they're like clearly. Like attracted to each other, but they don't know why, and that's like that foreshadowing of like what's gonna like their.
And they flash back a couple times in the Moon Kingdom too.
Yeah, they have this Moon Kingdom, and then as she walks away, she says the line, "Who wears a tuxedo in the afternoon?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh, the show is self-aware. Like they're doing that kind of stuff, and like that's great. I love that. Like that's hilarious." And that line really made me crack up though, like. And also, but seriously, Tuxedo Mask is wearing a tuxedo in the afternoon.
It's and because his disguise is, he's also wearing shades.
Oh yeah, that's the best look in the world.
So the thing is, like his costume is just a hat. it's a hat and white mask that is like semi see through.
Yeah, because he's always wearing shades and a tuxedo.
Although you know what, I do miss, and they've taken this out. I think is
what?
The Tuxedo Mask isms that when he comes, he's like I can't think of an example of what he says, but he's just like...
Oh, his little, like, weird...
He does,
poetic.
Like, a little poem,
yeah,
and then and he's like, now I'll help you.
Oh, man. Yeah,
a young girl's jewelry is precious to her or something.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
don't know what the
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, little, like, these
little dumb thing.
Worldly, weird little ideas. I also like that in the show... Well, I like that. There's the silliness of the show still there. Especially like, there's a part in the first episode where she meets Luna, and is her cat,
mm-hmm.
and Luna is her guidance in the show. Luna's always telling her what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like in the part where she's fighting the bad guy in this episode, I'm pretty sure Luna explains how to beat the bad guy, right? Like she literally just says like, get your tiara, do the attack or whatever. And like, so Luna is her she's like the Professor Xavier of the Sailor Scouts, basically.
Yeah.
Like, in one way or another. Like, she's like the guy. But what I love is that when she meets Luna, she steps on Luna.
Yeah.
And then goes, a cat.
Oh,
a cat.
Yeah.
And then in that moment, it's like silly. And as the audience, you're like, I know, Luna's like very important. But in the show, it's like she just stepped on a cat.
Yeah.
And now she's just walking away. But Luna, and it's also funny to me that Luna's character, she said that she had her forehead bandaged by boys.
Oh yeah, like how long was that for?
Yeah, and I kept thinking, and she couldn't use her powers. And
also, that's such a weird prank to play on a cat.
Yeah, and that's what I kept thinking, like, what boys grabbed a cat and put bandages on its head? But, like, that's so weird. And then it's never talked about, but I was sitting there going, like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What? But they just get the show going. They just start going. I don't care.
I don't know. You know what I found interesting? I like, stayed up and, I stayed up until like 4 to watch the first episode,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I
like when it came out.
Yeah, this one came out on Crunchyroll, and I was just like, "Oh, this was very similar to the original one."
Yeah,
I wonder how similar it's gonna stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I think the Moon Kingdom flashes were enough to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think now is like a good time to get into it if you haven't started it, because you see like where it diverges and stuff, and it's immediate.
Yeah,
with Mommy being introduced and everything. You want to talk about the transformation a little?
Yes,
bit?
Yes, let's talk about the transformation.
Because we were talking a little bit earlier about how we liked that in the original show, that was the transformations and the attacks were a way for them to cheaply keep making episodes.
Yeah, because they just aired that over
and
over.
Yeah, they just
like
reused the animation.
And
then each season they would make a new one and a new attack or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It became part of the style, and it became a very comforting part of the show to see it over and over. You hear like the same music. You hear her say the same thing. It's like a little thing you like hearing.
Yeah, it was like the calling card of what's about to happen. And I liked it. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
When the transformation happens, you're like, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
And that's why like people went crazy for it when it came out again. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, let's see what the new transformation is.
I
want to
find that transformation. But they kept it the way it was. It's like a full transformation. It's got
they
like...
keep the full transformation in. They have started to like... kind of when all the Sailor Scouts do it, which they mix that together in the old one too. But, like, they kept that in because it's an important part of the show. I like that they kept basically what they're doing for their attacks, but they... Now that they don't have to just do that, the attacks are, like, at least animated differently. Like, they might yell the same thing, and Usagi might still do her Oshiokyo, where she, like, like, I'm Sailor Moon, protector of love and justice. In the name of the moon, I will punish you.
Yeah.
They keep that stuff in, which is right now for us is playing.
And it's like a nice little nostalgic thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's a nice little comforting thing that they kept in that I'm really glad that they did.
Yeah, because it makes it like, I'll punish you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think,
She just said, the bad guy just said, I've never heard of you.
Yeah, it's that stuff too. It's like, yeah. That's very, I love that self-aware, the new series is so self-aware about what it is, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, and the other thing, sometimes when I'm watching, I am just like, oh, is that like, are they calling like women ditzy and stuff? I'm like, oh no, they're 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, well, that's like, the other thing, right, yeah.
They're like teenage girls.
These are
like,
teenage girls, yeah, for sure. So there's a lot of teenage girl culture stuff in it.
Yeah. Come out. A bigger presence in this show than there was in the first one was like Sailor V too.
Yeah.
Sailor V was there, and for those of you who don't know, Sailor V is Sailor Venus, but she got her powers before Usagi did, and like Artemis took care of her and whatever.
Yeah. Artemis is the white cat.
Yeah. What they did was actually they made a manga about Sailor V
that came
out independently, but it takes place before.
Oh, cool.
I heard it wasn't like that good. I never got to read it, but like it seems like they're implementing some stuff from that into it.
Oh, cool.
Just because I need to reread the mangas too and see if how big of a presence she has in that, but like that's something I've noticed, and like the world feels like it can be a little bit more built because you already know what it is.
Yeah. And it doesn't, but I mean, not to say that you can't enjoy it if you haven't seen it before, because all that stuff is just there still.
So yeah, it's just there.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break.
We'll talk about it on the second episode when we come back. So stick around.
Yeah.
Listen to this word from our sponsors. Ben, you ever need to gather around with like a bunch of people and work on a project, but you don't have time to get to them?
Yeah, that happens constantly in my life.
Yeah, me too. Well, we'll let you in on a little secret. Ben and I aren't even in the same room right now because we're using GoMoon Meeting.
Yeah, GoMoon Meeting is the best way to connect people over long distances.
Mm-hmm. Go to GoMoonMeeting.moon and use the offer code MOON.
Yeah, and you'll be ready for the moon!
To the moon! Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast.
Welcome back to Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast.
I'm Minzwee.
I'm Ben.
So, we're going to talk a little bit about the second episode.
Yeah.
Of Sailor Moon Crystal. Ben, this is your favorite character.
So, I'm going to say this right now. One of my main draws for Sailor Moon is that, I watched it and I liked it, and I like Sailor Moon a lot, but I have a huge waifu crush.
What's waifu?
Oh, you know how, like, guys, like...
Is that when you make an anime thing?
That's, like, when you make an anime girl your wife.
Oh, okay.
Which is terrible, and I see people do that all the time, and it's okay. I mean, do what you're gonna do. I'm not gonna judge you. But I am gonna judge you slightly, because that's kind of weird. But just a little bit.
Do what you do. I'm not gonna judge you. I was lying. I'm gonna judge you.
I mean, I feel like it's a little weird, but if I actually meet people who do that, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really... It doesn't actually bother me in any way, but I think, like, there's always a part of me that's like, well, you could just... not do that, but that's okay. I'm sorry, but you're fine. I'm never gonna judge you. So anyway, but for me, if I had a waifu, I would pick Sailor
Ami Mizuno,
Sailor Mercury. And I don't know what it is. I think something about the fact that she's like shy and super smart, and that's like the kind of girl I like in general.
Yeah.
And so when I was like a kid and I saw this like girl on TV, I remember being like I just had a crush on her. And I remember thinking like, I have a crush on that cartoon character. That's weird, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I guess it's okay. But I do. And so in this episode, when she showed up, I was like, oh yes. I was like, yes, Sailor Mercury. I love Sailor Mercury. I don't know. It got me really excited. So I love Sailor Mercury. I love how she ends up in the show. And I love that she's good friends with Sailor Moon, because Sailor Moon is like, and they even establish it in this episode, like, Sailor, like, and as you said earlier, like, it's funny that, you know, everyone in this episode talks about her behind her back in front of her.
Yeah.
So all of, like, in the very opening scene, there's like a guy, like, these two guys are just like, oh yeah, that's Ami. Yeah, she's super smart.
Yeah.
But she studies all the time, and oh wait, she can hear us, let's get out of here.
Yeah. This goes along a lot, too, with the other themes that even you were talking about just a little bit earlier, about, like... It's when people make fun of you for, like, being good at something, or, like, when people make fun of you for liking something.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing. Like, when you're going through school, you have to, like, pretend to be dumb.
Yeah, you do.
You have to pretend to be dumb to fit in with everyone else if you're smart, and it's, like, I don't know how many people deal with that. Like, a lot of the people I know are smart people, so I'm sure, like,
Well, it is. I mean, it is like, it's like the kind of thing where, like, if you go to a party and you're not having fun, that's wrong.
Yeah.
But if you're not having fun because you've never been to a party, like, you have to just fake it.
Yeah.
And in order to fake it, the best thing to do is fake it is if someone who's having fun is like, hey, man, I'm drinking, or hey, man, I'm doing something, yeah, you have to just immediately be like, yeah, yeah, I'm with that. Because you don't want to be othered.
Yeah.
And in those situations. And, like, and so this episode is just about that kind of feeling where, like, she is just doing her own, this character is just doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's just smart. She's just trying to learn. And, like, people distance herself.
Yeah.
And even in the, you know, toward the beginning, she's, like, looking at Sailor Moon, Usagi, mm-hmm, and she's, like, popular and ditzy and dumb, and she kind of...
she has friends and stuff, yeah.
And she kind of, Sailor Ami kind of longs for that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, that's, you know, I get that. I know what that's like.
That's something that, as, like, someone who is an introvert, like, I understand that. Like, I like to keep to myself and stuff, but you want her, but you don't want to be, like, dumb, too.
Yeah, you don't want to
be... And the thing is, this episode also isn't about, like, being, you know... Like,
it's not like that, but that's kind of how they set it up. It's like, they set up, like, this is her difference from Sailor Moon. Is like, Sailor Moon is, like... Or, Usagi's, like, popular and ditzy, and she's, like, not popular. Which is why, and this is, again, I think when you were saying earlier that Sailor Moon's power is to bring people together.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, really quickly in the episode...
She can, like, talk to anyone.
Yeah, she has no fear. And so when Usagi goes right up to Ami and is like, it's just like, hey, like, let's basically, like, let's be friends, hang out with me.
Yeah.
And Ami's like, what?
And, you know, honestly, that's the reason also that I was, like, attracted to Sailor Moon, because I'm not like that. And I'm like, oh, I would love to be able to go up and talk to anyone and have it be like...
Yeah, like, welcome,
She just knows how to, like, be genuinely friendly and happy with everyone.
Yeah, and it's funny, because there's this moment where in her mind, like, Usagi's, like, a dumb girl who's popular, but suddenly she's her friend.
Yeah.
And it just happens organically. It's nice.
Yeah, and she manages to do that with all the Tales of Gas.
All the series, yeah. And that's even why later in the series, when she's being confronted by, I guess, Venus, who has a sort of a chip on her shoulder, you're still rooting for her. You're never like, well, Sailor Moon's incompetent. You're like, no, she's the one I want to be in charge, or whatever I want her. But yeah, I don't know. I really like that character of, like, the, like, shy girl who can't fit in, but she's very talented. So in order to see her, when Sailor Moon embraces her so much, and, like, the whole episode has all these little funny moments in it that you're kind of almost a little, like, touching, where you're, like, where she's in the arcade,
and she's like, oh, when she's beating the
game. Yeah, she's, like, Sailor Moon is playing this game, and Ami's like, I'm not, like, she's, like, doesn't know, well, honestly, she looks like she's, like, what's a game? Like,
she,
like, has no concept, and when she sits down to play, she's, like, super good at it, and she's applying all her skills. She's so good at it that a whole crowd of people shows up, which is silly.
Yeah, yeah.
But they all show up, and she wins, and she's, like, getting super excited.
Yeah.
And I remember that moment, as Sailor Moon is, like, it's just like, wow, you're doing it! This is so great! Ami feels good about herself.
Yeah.
Like, a nice, like, sweet moment. And then the funniest thing in the world, which is that she's then given a pen, and she goes, like, a pen comes... First of all, what arcade game dispenses pens?
Oh, well, is this... I don't know if I can talk about the... Well, I'll just say the arcade machine is run by Sailor V and Artemis.
Yes.
Which is... That explains that away, but it also doesn't explain, like, oh, what if someone's just good at the game?
Yeah, I know. Like, you get pet... But
I think there's, like, a camera in the game, too, so they're, like, watching from headquarters.
Oh, to figure out whatever they... Oh, okay.
So they wouldn't just give a pen to anyone.
There's just this funny moment, and that's maybe the foreshadowing goofy... That's another self-aware moment where you're like, why? But, like, there's a part where she gets a pen, and she wins the game, and then Sailor Moon...
Usagi's just like, I want a pen,
I want a pen, too! And she shakes until a pen comes out, yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And I remember just being like, that's so funny. But then they're both, like, bonded by that moment.
Yeah.
And that's what leads up to sort of the end of it a little bit, where, like, that pen, it becomes more than just the symbol of their friendship. It becomes, like, her power itself.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, that kind of story, and maybe it's, like, already well-worn, but back in the day in the original episodes when they were going through similar things, like, with that character, I was like, I love that. That made me happy, so I don't know.
There's something to be said, too, about, like, simple stories, too.
Yeah,
it's just, like, They're familiar and they feel good to watch.
Yeah.
And it's done in not, like, a clunky way or
anything,
in a cliche way or...
No.
Like,
It's just a girl who wants a friend.
Yeah.
I mean,
and there's always... Something that the show has always done... The franchise, I guess, has always done well is, like, making sure that all the scouts are, like, different and, like, very... Characterized, like, very specifically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So each one has, like, a very specific way that they act and they fit together well.
Yeah.
And, you can see it as, like, they're just, like, these types. But, like, I always thought that it was great that they take this team and they're all they all fit together differently.
Yeah.
They give them all these little quirks and
they're
stuff.
And they have personalities.
Yeah.
And they're not just like, you know... I think, and I mean, this is in contrast to, like, in a lot of anime, the main character is a guy.
Yeah.
He has a guy friend who usually sometimes becomes his enemy or whatever, becomes a side character.
Yeah.
And then he has, there's a girl, and the girl is there for sex reasons, pretty much. Not to, like, have sex with him, but she's sort of usually a sexual character.
Yeah.
Like, in, I don't want to bring this up as, like, I hate this, I do love this show, but, like, in Cowboy Bebop, obviously, the girl in Cowboy... Well, there's Spike, but then... I mean, like, there's the guys, but then there's the girl is, like, a sexy girl. But in the show, that makes sense or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the template a lot of anime use, is, like, that, like, there's a guy, another guy, and then, like, a girl who's kind of the... She's, like, her reason for being there is she is, like, represents,
like...
She's like
Yu Yu Hakusho, too.
Yeah, like that. And even especially back when...
Like, I like that show, too.
Back when Sailor Moon originally was airing, like, a lot of the... that's when, like, harem animes were out, and there were things like that going on. And, like, that... You know, those shows, like, they treat women not necessarily as, like, empowered.
Yeah.
Or anything. So to then have, in this show, have each of the girls be actual people with personalities, that's actually kind of important, because that's not necessarily what you will find in lots of different shows.
Yeah, no, and it's really great that they did that, like, you know.
Yeah. I just want to say that I'm not clear about Tuxedo Mask's investigation ability.
Oh, yeah, he seems pretty dumb.
Yeah, it seems like the techniques he's using...
Like, it seems like he just got to that time.
What, like Quantum Leap?
Yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, who am I today?
Like, he leapt into that body and it was just
It is...
Oh, this is another thing that we had noticed. They're still using, like, CDs and...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, so we think that the series is taking place in, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
Because they have this... In this episode, they go to, like, a cram school.
Yeah.
And...
They're using, like, PCs with, like, gateway computers with CD-ROM drives.
Yeah, and they're just, like, and that's, like, studying. They're like, oh, we go to this cram school to study, and it's a CD program that you take home and use your CD for.
And it's...
Which part of the... If they're using a CD the whole time, I don't know why they don't just take the CD home.
Yeah.
In the first place.
Yeah, it doesn't make... And the... Well, isn't she using the CD in the computer lab at school at some point?
Yeah, I think so.
But it's like, what's funny, and I think what's funny to me is like, yeah, is this show set in the 90s? Because if it is, that's even funnier to me that they like bothered to find like details of the 90s to inject into the show.
I think it's pretty funny.
The
Just because they are, they did want to, I mean, these monitors are flat screen monitors though.
There was flat screen monitors in the 90s. Barely.
Yeah, like not. The late 90s
maybe. Late 90s, yeah. Well, that's funny. Maybe it's a mishmash. Maybe it's an alternate universe where it's kind of the 90s.
It was 1998. Another thing that I think is interesting is Usagi slowly stops hanging out with, Naru and stuff.
Oh, her friends? Her main friends? Yeah.
Molly in the English series.
Yeah.
But she, like, stops hanging out with him slowly because she's like, I mean, see, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, that happens in life.
Yeah.
But, like...
You end up hanging out with the people you were super powerful heroes with.
Yeah. But I like how you start... Yeah. Yeah, I do like that does just like start to happen. Like, she starts out, she's like, these are my best friends and all these people I talk to, and then she just like stops.
Yeah.
And is like, no, Ami's my best friend, like, Mako's my best friend. And, like, oh, she just hit.
I still love, I love it when Tuxedo Mask shows up in this episode. He says the funniest line ever, which again is self-aware. I just love how self-aware it is.
Yeah.
Because he says, he says, you have a talking cat, don't you? And she's like, huh? Bye.
Yeah.
And I love that their interactions are, at this point, are just these, like, it's almost fan service. It's just, like, funny. I mean, not, like, the sexual fan service. I just mean the regular one.
The regular kind of fan service. The cool kind. Yeah, one part of this episode that I really like is that she... uses the transformation pen, which, like, I remember from the first series, to change into a nurse. And
but,
she just...
But not a... Not, like, a...
This is also to get into the cram school?
Yeah, this is to get... So she... Her plan... This is what I like about this. Her plan is to get into... She has to get into the cram school to save Ami. And this is leading up to, like, the final fight. So she's, like, really... So she has to get in there. And so she gets the transformation pen and says, I'm going to turn into a doctor.
Yeah.
And what does she turn into?
She turns into, like, a nurse wearing, like a nurse
Like a
dress.
Skimpy nurse dress, though. Like, it's kind of, like, it's, like,
She runs up to the guards, though, and she's like, I've received an emergency call. Let me in. They don't say anything.
They do nothing.
She keeps running, and I'm, like, She's 14.
Yeah, I love the guards are like, they're like, okay. All right, whatever. They don't even show up anymore.
She's a costume.
She's like, yeah, I guess if you dress in a pink nurse's outfit, you can get in anywhere in Japan.
I feel like you would get more... at the beginning of this episode, Sailor Moon was in the newspaper. I feel like she should transform to Sailor Moon and be like, hey, I'm Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah, I'm important, and I want to get it. No, weird nurse works. The actual final showdown in here is really funny, too, because the main bad guy's power, she shoots essentially spitballs.
Yeah.
She's just shooting, like, paper, like, evil paper at her. Again, I love Ami the best. She's my favorite. And so when she uses mercury bubbles in the original show, mercury bubbles!
And I think now a couple more moves of hers are, like, available right away. Because she uses a couple of... Yeah. Like, she has the mists and stuff.
Because she was on mercury bubbles for, like, quite a while.
Long time.
The show.
I was like, oh, man. Just get Rey in here.
Yeah, in fact, seriously, every time she showed up, I'd be like, ugh. I'd always be like, you're my favorite, but you're not helping. Like, she would use her power and nothing would happen.
Didn't someone ask you who your favorite was, and you said Sailor Mercury, and they were like, oh, why?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone thought she was dumb, and I liked her the best. And I remember... Yeah, like, I remember, I do admit that, like, in the original show, she was, like, kind of boring, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, but, like, in this show, right, the first move she uses is not her bubbles, it's mist right off the bat. And then, she was a support move, because I feel like bubbles was an attack.
Mm-hmm.
But she uses this kind of support move, and then Sailor Moon just kicks butt.
But it's, like, yeah, it's a strategic thing.
Yeah.
And they can strategize, because they have more than one animated move available.
Yeah, it's, like, a fun thing. And I'm glad. I like that they're moving faster. The fast pace is good.
It is very good, because especially in the last... one, I think I said before, but like it took like 20 something episodes to even introduce her.
Yeah.
And I think the show may have been, I'm going to say it was criticized for this, even though in my mind I might have just been like, but they did do like a Monster of the Week type thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time they didn't, because like stuff did, it was serialized.
Yeah.
And like, I think that was a thing that I liked about it too growing up. I was like, oh, I like that I can follow this narrative along.
Well, we didn't even yet talk about the main bad guy and the main bad guy's whole world. Because like in episode one, you know, they introduce Queen...
Jadeite or...
Well, that guy, but they introduce Queen Beryl straight up. But they don't even, I don't know, she doesn't get a lot of screen time, but like...
She's like in Shadows or something.
Yeah, she's in Shadows, yeah. But like Queen, you know, their whole... Well, what is the point of the show? What are they all trying to do? Because it kind of establishes it for, like, half a second.
What is who?
In the show, like, what do the bad guys want?
Oh, yeah. So, like, Queen Beryl is from the Negaverse, and they want to take over the Moon Kingdom, right? They want to take the power of the Silver Imperium Crystal.
Yeah.
And take the power of the Moon Kingdom for themselves.
Yes. And so, she's fighting... Like, the thing we forget is that she's fighting all these guys completely... not knowing what the hell is going on. Yeah. Like, it's just monsters are showing up in her life now.
Yeah, and it is starting to get, like... In this, it gets revealed more quickly.
Yeah.
In that old one, it took forever.
Yeah, and it is really funny to think about, like, how quickly they can tell the story now.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think back then, if I had to watch that series one by one, I don't know if I could...
Do it?
I just don't know if I could do it. And this, I mean, is partly... Well, this moves at a good enough pace that it's fine.
Yeah.
But also there is, like, that secondary factor of, like, me knowing it from before, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we would be curious if there are people listening who aren't going to start watching it for the first time. We would be very curious to know what you think.
Yeah.
Because we're not experiencing it as people who haven't ever seen the show before.
Sure, yeah.
So if you haven't seen the original show... I would like to know what it's like to watch the new one without having seen the first one.
I'd say if you haven't seen the show yet, you're probably confused as to why Mercury has anything to do with water.
Yeah.
Considering it's the hottest planet.
It's the closest one to the sun. Yeah.
But, oh well.
Yeah. Also, if you haven't seen the show, I doubt you'll be this far into the...
podcast?
Yeah.
Maybe. Go and watch the show.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, Minzwee.
You ever wonder if we can get a real sponsor?
Every day.
We're staring at the mic right now.
Be a real sponsor.
Yeah, sponsor us.
We'll still put Moon in your name.
Mm-hmm. It works if you already have... It works best if you already have the word Moon in your name.
But we'll be flexible.
Ben, stop holding your balls.
I just want them to know how serious I am.
Okay.
There's no offer code for this one.
Offer code is
Moon
River.
Mm-hmm.
Final thoughts.
Of this episode only, not...
of the world.
Yeah, no. Of these two episodes.
Of these two episodes, yeah. So, what did you think? What do you think? You think it's good? We started the series again. They started it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed them. I obviously now have seen...
More.
Up through to the 9th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I guess I can say, like, I like that it starts moving, like, a little bit quicker and, like, stuff starts happening. It gives it the same feel that Sailor Moon R had, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they're building to something.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, obviously they were doing. I know where the show is going. I really like the way they've reimagined it. And even though it is just, like, oh, we're going to stick more to the manga, it feels very different than the original series.
Totally, yeah.
So I really have been enjoying it. I'm glad... I was going to be glad either way that Sailor Moon was back.
Yeah, yeah, fun. It's good to see. It's like something I kind of didn't know I was missing it, but now that it's here, I'm like, good. Thank you. Yeah, like,
yeah, it really is something that just felt like, it didn't feel like an absence in my life, but like I am happy that it's back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy it's a little bit more in the conversation, and like now when I'm talking about it all the time, people aren't just like, that show from like 20 years ago?
I'm like, no.
No, the show that's on every Saturday, every other Saturday.
It's back. I mean, like, honestly, when Hulu did a big Sailor Moon push.
They did, yeah. They did a push for it. Crystal's not airing on that, is it, at all?
I think it is, yeah.
Crystal's airing on that,
That's what I was watching it on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can watch it on Hulu as well. I was watching it on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, it's on both. It's on
both. You know, they did a big push for it. All the episodes were coming back, and people were like, oh, hey, Minzui, there's a lot of Sailor Moon stuff on Hulu now. I'm like, yeah. I just finished rewatching the rest of the old series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad it's back too. And I love that it still has the spirit of what it was. Yeah. But it's better. It's a little bit better. Like,
I think they have improved on it.
Yeah, it's a little bit better. Like, it's more modern, I guess, in a way. But and I really want to get a cram CD now.
Oh, yeah. So that I can study. Can be less dumb.
Yeah, I'm so fucking dumb.
Yeah, no, but I'm just super glad that Sailor Moon is back. I really hope that at the end of, like, the 26 episodes, which is, like, the plan is, like, for over a year for a season to air, I really hope it doesn't get delayed again and they do Sailor Moon R. They do Sailor Moon S and Super S and all whatever stuff, the last one, Sailor Moon Stars.
So we can finally see Arabian Night.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his name was.
Was that a time filler?
I think so.
That was probably a time filler.
I just remember that and being like, what? I just always remember being like, why is this happening?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. And
next week, we'll be talking about episodes 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So,
which preview? What's a good preview for 3 and 4?
You can just watch them.
No, I mean, yeah, okay, fine. If you should definitely check out 3 and 4 and then listen to our podcast.
Yeah, let us know if you are a listener of... this is just the first episode, but let us know if you listened and if it made you want to check out the show at all. And if you did, let us know what you think of the show.
Yeah.
I guess the show, but also Sailor Moon. We love that show.
Let us know. If you love Sailor Moon, let us know.
Yeah, and then from here on forward, we'll say at the beginning of each episode which episodes you should watch. But if you're listening right now, the other ones are out, so check out 3 and 4. And we'll be talking about those ones next week.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Cool.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Fighting evil by moonlight, winning love by daylight. Never running from a real fight. She is the one named Sailor.
Sailor Mars.
Sailor Venus. Sailor Mercury. I forget.
Sailor Jupiter.
I forget. Join us next time. Okay.